To the garden alone.
我独自。
This means we shut out everything else. Hallelujah. I mean mentally, this is how we prepare our heart when we come into a meeting where Jesus says, I am in the midst. I am in the midst. Usually we come with a lot of thoughts, a lot of ideas. I come into the garden alone. 就是把别的一些个思想意念全部放在外面。 Just chatting with Jesus, alone. Nobody else. Nothing else. Just Jesus. Amen. Just Jesus. Think of just Jesus. Be with just Jesus. Hallelujah. 我们再来把那个中文唱一遍。我独自 excuse me. 我独自来到花园中。 I come to the garden alone. Along with him. 好，我们再来唱。能唱中文的就唱中文。好。 He's walking with us, talking with us. We need to pay full attention to that still small voice.
Hallelujah.
He's there, walking in our midst and talking to us. Hallelujah. Oh,
谢谢你主耶稣，谢谢你，谢谢你主啊！今天早上你说带我们当中行走，今天早上我们今天就在这里就要遇见你，阿门，在心里遇见你，让我们来称颂你，让我们来把你来高举，阿门，谢谢，阿门，哈利路亚。
哦，谢谢。主啊，你的灵要自由的运行在我们当中，阿门。我们的灵要向你打开，阿门。耶，耶，主，哈利路亚，主，是的，主耶稣你在这里，是的，耶稣，主啊，你在这里，我们，哦，真的，我们欢迎你在我们心里做。
奇妙的工作，持续的工作，存到永远的工作。是的，主耶稣，你在这里，我们遇见你，我们要在这里。哈利路亚。哦，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。主的主啊，我们赞美，主啊，求你带我们进入花园，阿门。哦，跟你面对面，阿门。单独面对面，哈利路亚。主啊，你的爱浇灌在我们里。
Amen. Pour your love. Yeah. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you are walking in our hearts.
Amen.
Open our eyes.
Amen.
Open our ears and teach us to listen.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you that we have your spirit with Christ's Amen. Spirit within us.
Amen.
Melt us. Mold us.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, we thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Open my eyes, Lord. I want to see Jesus.瞎子一次祷告了还不够，要再祷告。有的人是需要多次来开启，有的人的眼睛一下就开了。哦，哈利路亚。哦 God, just believe He is here to open our eyes, and He will let us see Him as we desire. Thank you.Sometimes gradually, sometimes just suddenly, hallelujah. But He will open our eyes, open our spiritual eyes. Hallelujah. To see him means everything.
Yes, hallelujah.
Oh, time to change. Time to change. To
our
own
couple.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Time to isn't this the prayer that the Apostle Paul was praying for the church at Ephesus?
Amen.
And for all the other churches, I believe he was praying this prayer. Oh, that God would grant us that spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened to see him, to truly know him. 照明我们心中的眼睛，叫我们真知道他，并且知道我们所梦的恩召是有何等的指望。哈利路亚！他要在圣主中所得着的基业是有何等丰盛的荣耀。赞美圣灵来 ，Come Holy Spirit，Come Lord Jesus。Yes。
This passage came to me as we were talking about opening the eyes and looking unto Jesus. 2 weeks ago, my father was speaking about Isaiah 30, where it starts with verse 15. Talks about, in repentance and rest is your salvation, in quietness and trust is your strength. But you would have none of it. And then he went on and talked about verse 18. Says, yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. He rises to show you compassion. For the Lord is God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him. So that the theme that is resting and waiting in quietness, and the Lord comes to us. And then when I kept reading, this verse was a blessing to me in 19 to 21. O people of Zion who live in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. How gracious he will be when you cry for help. As soon as he hears, he will answer you. And then verse 20 says, although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teacher will be hidden no more.
Hallelujah.
When your own eyes, you will see them.
Hallelujah.
That God will reveal himself to us, and we will see him as our teacher. And what the teacher does is, in verse 21 says, whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it.
Amen.
I'm just so thankful for this word, just because personally, I know that there's everyone goes through trials, and it says here the bread of adversity and the water of affliction. I wouldn't say, I don't know if that's my trial, but I think we all understand what the trials are. But there is a time when God answers and delivers you the trial, and he comforts you, and he opens your eyes. And you see him. I don't know. There's an illustration in architecture in one of my old professors. He built these kind of strange building structures, right? And he was criticized a lot for that. Like, oh, you know, and they made fun of him and they said, oh, I can't get into your buildings. And he would respond, well, I can get into my buildings, and my friends can get into my buildings, but you can't. So it just reminds me that, you know, when we see Jesus, when we hear Jesus, there's a certain type of eyes that need to be opened, a certain kind of ears that need to be opened, and we have to be prepared in some way. The world does not see him, the world does not understand him, but we do, and we know him. In our hearts, we know him in every way. I thank the Lord for trials, and I thank the Lord for deliverance. And but mostly I thank the Lord. I see this, the Lord coming to us and telling us, you go this way and you go that way, or you will do this and you will do that, that there's a voice behind us leading us that comforts our soul. And we live by that. When we live by Jesus, we live by Him telling us what to do and where to go, the decisions we make, and He leads us. But on the condition that we have to draw close to Him and open our eyes and open our ears and wait upon Him, that He can come to you. He desires, in verse 18, He wants to be gracious to you. And He rises to show you compassion. That means He gets up, rises, He makes an action. He comes to you and wants to give you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice, and blessed are all who wait on Him. Much of the inner life teaching that you hear is so much about being quiet and being still and waiting. And that's the hardest thing. I still have trouble sometimes in the morning to just not to do things, but to just stop and wait and spend time with Him. But I'm just so blessed by this theme of just opening our eyes, opening our ears, and waiting to hear from our God. I think in Psalms, right, David says, I look to the hand of my master for his bidding. That means a servant is sitting there waiting for the gesture of the master, like, get this or did that, just waiting for the gesture so the master could tell you what you need to do. I'm just so thankful for that, this image of looking to the master's hand, opening our eyes, opening our ears. It's a precious thing. It's a godly thing. And we want to hold on to that and be encouraged by that. I just felt so content this morning, just thanking God for little things. We had our car fixed and cleaned. And I was like, wow, that's a nice thing. That's a great thing. I think these things are what, our attitude, what God wants to be pleased by, the small things. So I thank the Lord today. I want to give Him glory for all that He's done. And even though I don't deserve it, He speaks to me. He guides me. And I pray that He'll continually open our ears and our eyes, be sensitive to His call, watching His hand, waiting for Him to tell us what to do. Glorious Lord, thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Just want to thank the Lord this morning. He gave me a safe trip to New York and back. And I just wanted to tell you that it was such a short but blessed time. I had the opportunity to tell my family and my friends back home all about you, about our faithful few that God has brought together, and the ministry of JMI a little bit. So I just gave them, it was only 3 days, and I went from place to place, meeting with different people, try squeezing it all in. But my voice is kind of hoarse because I've been telling them all about you. And just saying how, from what I can see, just how, the Lord is working among all of you here. And I'm now part of our fellowship here, so I can't help but give God thanks. And they want to know what JMI is. They want to know our situation. So I got a chance with a group of families from my church at Ridgewood. We went over to one of the ladies at our Ridgewood Fellowship's home, and she made this nice supper. And there I told them about JMI. So I say, well, I'm living right now at the JMI headquarters. They go, headquarters? And they think it's this elaborate network with lots of people busying themselves. And I say, well, here's what the JMI headquarters look like. I say, basically,
It's a series of prayer meetings. And I say, you know, there is my in-laws, and on certain days there are faithful three women who gather together in the room, and they pray for hours, and they wait on the Lord. And sometimes there's a little strategic planning involved. They go strategic planning. Yeah, basically, how does the sound system is working? What are maybe some technical issues that need to be dealt with? But that's pretty much the, you know, some of what they deal with. But most of the time, it's just coming together, waiting on the Lord. For years and years, they faithfully do that. On those days, they come together, they wait on the Lord for direction, to know which way to go. They look to the Lord for all the details. And I say they pray. And God moves heaven and earth to bring things about. And like he brings, I told them, well, he brings also, you know, people who have some technical savvy, who has skills in setting up equipment. A lady was directed here to set up JMI's website. And later on, just recently, since we've been here over the summer, we prayed for someone to set up basically what we call now e-class and other things. You know, we started with Skype, then later on e-class, and now I hear something about Uber conferences that allow for more attendees. And so I didn't hear about Zoom yet, but I got as far as Uber conference the last I was here. And I say, God constantly is developing this outreach, this ministry's outreach. And I said, I marvel at how the Lord faithfully answers the prayers of those who minister through JMI. And I said that, you know, they were really like impressed, because I told them, oh, my father-in-law and my mother-in-law, they get up 5:30, for e-classes in the morning. I said, my mother-in-law with her wheelchair would wheel it in very faithfully in the morning, sit down while my father-in-law speaks. And I said, and many hearts are touched. I said, there's been very good responses. Many people are blessed by the teaching and the prayers through online. And I said, you know, that's all because it's the Lord. Is when we wait on the Lord,
amen.
When we seek his will, then he tells us what to do. That's when my father-in-law decides how to move the ministry, the direction it should go. And that's when the Lord brings people in. It's not like we hire people, found people, but they come as the Lord directs. Amen. So I gave, and they were all so amazed. They were so impressed. I said, you know, and I said, my father-in-law, my mother-in-law, oh, they asked, how old are they? I said, my mother-in-law is like 86, and I think my father-in-law is like 84. But you would never guess their age, the way they go. And they go overseas to Asia annually, to upstate New York, and this summer I told them they'll be traveling to New York. After New York, they'll be going down to Maryland, and then they'll be flying to Asia. And they go, wow. I think they get tired of hearing it, how long your distance, your travel distance is. But they're really amazed, because there's one brother who's thinking, he's younger than John and I, and he's thinking to himself, he spoke his heart. He says, and I was thinking the other day, when should I retire from youth ministry? And he's younger than John and I. And then and after I shared how old my in-laws are and what they're still doing, he goes, I guess there's no retirement. And so they, you know, we had a really, really good time. And I told them, you know, much of it has to do with just really, you know, praying and seeking the Lord with your whole heart. So while I was there, we had a chance to pray. And they prayed for us. And I had a chance to pray for them. So I didn't leave one evening. We were at my friend's house, I didn't leave until like almost 1 a.m. By the time we were done waiting, you know, talking, waiting on the Lord and praying, I was there till 1. So there was a, you know, someone kind enough to take me to the train station. So here I am today. I made it back. It was just a wonderful time of sharing. And I think, you know, what you do here, and as I shared it with them, really stirred faith in their heart to look to the Lord for all the little details that concerns them, not only privately, but we had a chance to pray for the churches, our church here and our church in Ridgewood, that God would move. And he will carry us through by with his mighty, victorious right hand. He'll lead us through. So praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. He's so good to me. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. God answers prayer, God answers prayer, God answers prayer, he's so good to me.
It sounded like a missionary trip. Come on, Ron. Hallelujah. Yeah, he seems to be such a good reporter. If I was still the editor of a paper, I probably would hire her and send her around the world to report. Hallelujah. Thank you. 要自由，要记得，那个我们好几次都讲到那个圣灵带领的聚会，那个how to participate in a Holy Spirit led meetings, how to participate, 那个 maybe we can look again. This is page 5, number 5 of the paper we gave out. Nobody can lead a meeting or run a meeting, Christian meeting, like the Holy Spirit himself. Nobody could do a better job. If only we would let go of our own ideas, our own ways of doing things, our traditions, and let God, the Holy Spirit, take over. Then the meeting will get better and better and better and better all the time. This is the experience that I have had for the last 50 years, and I'm still expecting better things yet. Jesus said that they that believe in me, meaning the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, who was to come, the things that I do, those who believe in me shall do greater things, meaning allowing and trusting the Holy Spirit to do. Certainly he can do better things and greater things. If only we would just trust him and pray. Prayer, it's all about prayer. It's all the results of prayer. Years of prayer, prolonged prayer. faithful prayers, unfailing prayers, and trusting the Lord. And this is JMI. The result of it all is JMI. Nobody had planned it. Nobody, had even imagined of the kind of ministry that we are having.我有告诉莫兰，就是以前在Ridgewood好多年，他们把一些宣教士的照片呢放在那个教堂的后面的墙上。那个Eddie的爸爸还在世的时候，然后我也看到我跟师母的照片呢被贴在他们Ridgewood的教会的墙上。 For years, they prayed for us. 可能我们都不知道。 Okay, 我们在这里的人, I probably have not mentioned it. Rarely have I mentioned, how the Ridgewood Church had prayed for us, personally as well as for our future ministry. They saw something. They saw something in our life, way ahead. It was the founding pastor, Hans Wildwinkel, who first saw something in us, and then he came back to Ridgewood and somehow had the church start praying for us. It's very interesting. The Bible tells us that the spiritual people or spiritual person can see all things, but none can see him or understand him or her. And Hans Wildwinkel is one of the rare spiritual, I would call him a giant, that one would get to meet perhaps in a lifetime or in a century's time, as one of his students, Walter Fetting, had mentioned, had said once. 他有一个学生就是 Virginia 那个 Bowling Green 那个教会的，我们叫他费牧师。他说，像吴老牧师这样的人呢，也许一个世纪里面呢，才碰到一个。I've never seen a minister, an elderly minister. When I met Hans Wildwinkel, he was in his 70s. I've never seen one in my life except him who was so in love with Jesus. I mean, in love with Jesus. In his advanced age. Constantly in love with Jesus. Filled with the Holy Ghost. I call him a Holy Ghost minister. And his ministry, a Holy Ghost ministry. And the meetings that he led, they were Holy Ghost meetings. And his preaching was Holy Ghost preaching. They call him, his preaching, inspirational preaching. 赞美主. can never forget when I was his interpreter in Taiwan. He had special meetings for 2 weeks, and every evening before he start a meeting, the first thing when he get up to ask the people was, "Are you still in love with Jesus tonight?" Every night, yeah. It just showed that he was in love with Jesus. Mm. And it was that first love that Jesus told John to write about to the Ephesian church and to all the churches. Woman, 真的是跟耶稣就是要你只有跟耶稣谈恋爱然后你来听道啊你来读圣经啊或者来做主的工啊你才是一种享受你才会快乐要不然你做到后来你就是一个责任慢慢就变成一个重担。And so when you are in love with Jesus, you enjoy reading the Bible, coming to the meetings and serving Him and doing even little things because you're in love with Him. Hallelujah. And it's all about being in love with Jesus. That's a Christian life. It's all about. That's why Jesus, just because of this one thing, this first love that the Ephesian church lost, and he rebuked them. He commended them for many other good things they had. But this one thing was missing, and he rebuked them, and he called them to repent. And unless you love Jesus, and unless you taste the love of Jesus, it's boring. It's boring to be in a meeting. It's boring just serving the Lord. And, kids can be in love with Jesus too. Mm-hmm. Kids understand when their parents love them or don't love them. But kids also need to know and to understand that Jesus loved you even more than your parents love you. He died for you on the cross because he loved you so much. You don't take it for granted when, you come into the presence of Jesus. 我还是要鼓励弟兄姐妹就是要在聚会中要自由。Excuse me. On page 5, I want to call your attention to the third paragraph. I think we talked about the once before. 我们再来看，或者第二段, maybe the second paragraph, we should read it again because we need it to be warmed again. The second paragraph says, there is the danger of becoming formal. There is the danger of becoming formal. 1, 2, 3, sounds, and then testimony, prayer, etc. And then the preaching, and then the meeting's closed. There is always the danger of that. Now, there is the danger of our being formal in a meeting. We should be as free in a meeting as being outside of a meeting. Okay? And be free in the Lord. Be free in the Holy Spirit. It says, how much more wonderful when Jesus can bring us to himself and minister his own life to us. Perhaps we hardly think of Jesus himself coming to minister to us, to speaking to our hearts, to encouraging us, and filling us with his love. But how much more wonderful if Jesus were come to minister to us by himself. And he's here. 我们刚才一开始啊，慧姐就祷告，主，我们感谢你，你就在我们中间呢、啊。哎呀，那个简单的信心多么活泼，多么需要这样。我们要一直被提醒，忘记自己，忘记别的事情，只想到耶稣在这里。哈利路亚！那我们要跟耶稣谈恋爱呀、啊，只有这条路，没有别的路。你就是要单单的要想到他。It isn't sufficient for one minister to do it at all. 不要单单靠一个牧师或者一个讲道。主给我们每一个人都有。哦、我特别、啊、要提醒啊、哎、你们来聚会平常来聚会而不说话的人。我说这样的基督徒、啊、是哑巴。哑巴基督徒。来到这里要活泼，也起码你可以祷告。主啊，我感谢你，你在这。主啊，我感谢你，你爱我，你救了我。主啊，我感谢你，好多事，好多小事情，我们都可以感谢主的。There's so many things that we can thank the Lord for. 所以呢，他说，It isn't sufficient for one minister to do it all. Everybody ought to take part according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Everybody. That includes young and old. Young and old. Everybody. There are many ways in which we can function. We can participate. There are many ways. We can pray.Of course, everybody can pray, right? Kids can pray too. And, I hear, quite often that over at IHOP in Kansas City, they encourage kids in the six years old, or 5, 6, or 7 years old, to pray and to minister to people, and to lay hands on people. So I would encourage, you know, kids, I would encourage children, dear children in our midst, you know, to pray, to participate in the meeting. Okay. This is a meeting for not just for the adults, for all children. Because in the kingdom of God, in the family of God, we are all children. Everybody can participate. We can pray and bless the meeting. If everyone pray and bless the meeting, you can be sure that the meeting will be blessed. Every meeting will be blessed. We can lift our hands in worship. That's something we can all do, right? Hallelujah. 是不是？我们大人都会做嘛。Can we all do this? Hallelujah. I know Tim is smiling. I know he's ready to do it. Hallelujah. Thank you. And then the main thing is that we all function in the Holy Spirit. And besides raising our hands in worship and praise the Lord with a loud voice or testify.He says, the main thing is that we all function in the Holy Spirit, that we are all willing to be used of God as he indicates. I'm sure that we are all willing to be used of God, to bless others, and to be a blessing. Hallelujah. If you come to a meeting with the idea, I'm not going to do anything.Others can do so much better than I. You rob yourself and the meeting of the blessing God desires to give, to impart. Wow! Be careful. Be careful. And be ready, to participate. Lest we should rob ourselves and the meeting of the blessings of the God.wants to impart to us. 哈利路亚。嗯，好，我留下一点时间，我觉得可不要讲太多，让你们来 participate. Okay, I feel that I should stop now, so that you all can participate. You all can have an opportunity. 赞美主，让圣灵来使用你，哦，成为大家的祝福。Oh, hallelujah.
Ten souls only, blessed Master, this is how God loved to me. Loving through us, thou canst use us every day.Thank you.
我今天想要跟大家分享一个我最近的一个小小的得着。
Yeah, I share with everyone what I received recently.
然后可能我自己也不太清楚那是什么。
I'm not quite sure what it is about.
但是我觉得那对我帮助非常大。
But it helps me a lot.
因为在上上礼拜五周牧师最后的E-School 最后讲到。
The Friday before last week, in Pastor Charles' teaching.
他讲到像极死。
She talked about self-denial.
那一堂课对我帮助非常的大。
That class was very helpful to me.
然后我一直在反复思考他所讲的经文。
Repeatedly, I try to think through the verses that he used.
然后慢慢的，我觉得在我里面有一个小小有一个开启。
And gradually, there is a enlightenment in me.
就像木兰刚刚讲的
It's like what Mulan just shared.
就我在这个地方服侍跟学习
Ministry and the learning here at this place.
其实就是一直都是像极死
It's actually a process of self-denying.
以前会觉得好像有一个压抑
In the past, it seems like there's a depressed. 压抑 Suppressed here.
对，然后当我到外面的教会的时候
whenever it's other churches,
我并没有感觉到这个压抑
I didn't feel that suppressed
但是回到这里来的时候
But after I come back to our church
这个压抑就出来了
The suppress appears
然后我才一直到现在
Then until now
我才理性上
I realized it
知道这个就是像极死
Knowing this is the process of self-denying
这个是神圣灵的这是圣灵极大的工作
That's a work of the Holy Spirit
然后有的时候圣灵在我里面的工作
Sometimes a work of the Holy Spirit in me
是我的理性无法理解的
It's something that my sense cannot grasp
然后我只能有一个感觉
I only had a feeling
但是当我觉得圣灵做到一个程度的时候
But to a certain extent, the work of the Holy Spirit
然后他的时候到了
When his time has come
然后他的话语进来
And his word shows
理性就明白了
A sense can grasp
因为这两个礼拜一直给我很大鼓励的一句话
There is something that encourages me a lot in these past 2 weeks
就是耶稣说
That is what Jesus said
这是我的生命
This is my life
这是为你们舍的
Sacrificed for you
他到地上来
He came to the earth
他就已经把这个生命舍了
He has given to us his life
在他还没来之前
Before he came
他就决定这样做了
He has decided he would do it
所以这个舍己的恩膏
So this is anointing of self-denying
一直在他的里面
Has been with him
然后当我们愿意来追求神的时候
We are willing to come and pursue God
然后神知道
God knows
然后如果我们又要当作 成为他的运河
If we want to become his channel
那这个工作就更强烈
Then this work would be even more powerful
因为要跟神连接
Because you want to connect with the Lord
然后神必这个是神耶稣生命的一部分不能讲一部分 就是
That's part of the life of Jesus
对就是耶稣他自己生命、啊、
This part of himself
生命不能分开几部分的那所以我觉得这个开启对我来讲很大
So that enlightenment that inspiration to me is very powerful
那个压抑那个好像被绑的感觉
The feeling of suppression and feeling being bound
然后我知道这个是圣灵的工作
I know that's the work of the Holy Spirit
而且主说他是来表明就是在剥饼的时候他是表明他的死是保罗讲的吗
It's also said that breaking the bread is 表明 manifestation of his death
对就是主说这条路我已经告诉你们了
The Lord said that I will show you this way
我已经告诉大家
I will show you the way every one of you
就是我们应该会知道的
There's something we should know
因为神已经说他表明了
God has said that he has told us so.
所以我发现要传讲这个真理是非常重要的。
So I realized it is very important to preach this truth about self-denying.
对，因为这个是耶稣的生命。
Because that's the life of the Christ.
因为在我以前，我就觉得，对不起，我再讲一下哈，就是我觉得神那个神是让我每天很高兴、很释放的神。
In the past, I was always having a thought that God should keep me happy every day.
然后那个 happy 是做我想做的事，神很祝福。
And being happy is that I was able to do something that I wanted to do, and I would call that a blessing.
那当我们想要来追求主的时候
，When we come to pursue the Lord,
就比如说我当初来到这里
，For example, when I just came here.
我不知道追求主是要这样子走。
I didn't know that's how it should be, or how it would be like, pursuing the Lord.
那所以就拿我以前的旧思想。
So comparing with the thoughts that I had in the past.
然后跟圣灵的新工作。
With the new work of the Holy Spirit.
所以就常常很冲突。
They conflicted.
然后每一次来到这里。
Every time when I come to.
之前在家里。
In the past when I was still at home.
我都要花很多时间等候主。
I have to spend a lot of time waiting upon the Lord.
不然我
I came to church.
不然来这里而已。
Yeah, before I came to.
不然我会觉得心里好挣扎，好难过。
Otherwise, I really struggle if I should come.
对，然后当我在安静的时候
，When I was waiting upon the Lord,
我知道主在做这个工作。
I know God is doing His work.
很奇妙。
It's very powerful.
然后我就自然而然会开车过来了。
And then I will just drive and come here.
你看我发现这个状况已经一直到这几年在两三年
This is a situation that I have been going through for this past 2 to 3 years.
好像才不需要这么的用力。
Yeah, I really made an effort to get the situation improved and it took me a 2 or 3 years.
然后我也觉得原来我的肉体是这么的大。
And I realized that the flesh is so powerful inside of me.
但是我就很感谢主
But I'm thankful.
因为在诗篇说
Because
是神使我成为公义
Because in song it says it is God who made me righteous.
对因为他知道我是这么软弱的人
Because he knows my weakness.
然后肉体那么大
And I have such a big in flesh.
然后常常祷告又想要认识他
And I always pray and I really want to know him.
他就必须要做这么多的工作。
And this is that much of work that he has to do in me.
对，然后一直到这到上个礼拜开始，我发现啊，原来这是一个奥秘。
Up till last week, I come to understand this is a secret.
虽然我不太清楚。
This is a mystery.
虽然这是得到神的奥秘。
This is a mystery to receive the Lord.
这是我们刚刚唱要开启我们眼的时候，神就会这样做。
This is what we just saying when we saying about.Opening my eyes, and God would do it this way.
可是我很奇，更奇妙的是。
But what I marvel,
现在我觉得那个喜乐好像又更多了。
I have more joy in me.
那个喜乐我知道不是我的肉体。
I know that joy doesn't come from my flesh.
那个喜乐是耶稣的生命。
It's a life of Christ.
所以很感谢主。
So I'm very thankful.
Amen.
And obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Amen. 有感动就是刚才唱了 Trust and obey.
想要为主做一个简短的见证。
I would give a short testimony for the Lord.
两个礼拜以前，我跟神报名上圣灵学校。
2 weeks ago, I registered to the School of Holy Spirit.
大概这两三年，我一直想去上神学院。
In these past 2 to 3 years, I really want to go to seminary for education.
因为我的最小的 Jeremy 上幼稚园了嘛。
Because Jeremy is in kindergarten now.
No, now is first grade. 从他上幼稚园之前，我就开始说他上了幼稚园，我就要去上神学院。
I said to the Lord, as soon as Jeremy is in kindergarten, I'm going to seminary.
然后我就心里真的
对神的话很渴慕。
I have such a great desire toward God's word.
但是我还是比较在外面。
But that's still me thinking outward.
我想说至少我可以拿一个文凭啊。
At least I can have a degree.
然后我有一群人可以一起 study 这样。
Then there will be a group of people that I can study with.
然后等到我毕业了我就可以跟我的亲戚朋友说我现在已经 ready 要服侍神了。
When I have a degree, I can announce that I'm ready to serve the Lord.
然后我就可以发名片。
Then I can give out business card.
然后我就觉得我 ready 了这样。
Now I say I'm ready.
那我就一直跟神祷告这个。
I'm in praying.
那我知道神他接受我要服侍他的心。
I understand God has received my heart wanting to serve him.
而且他真的看到我很想好好读他的话。
And God really sees that I really want to put more effort into reading his word.
但是我还是在外面比较多一点。
But that's all about our word.
那就这样两三年有时候就是 on and off, 有时候想起来就很想想去。我就不管 Daniel 的反对，不管大家反对，我就想我要报名。
Against all odds, I try my best trying to register for a program.
但是慢慢的，我发现在我仅有的给主的时间、亲近他的时间的里面，他就慢慢的吸引我往里面。
But gradually, I realized from my limited time resources that God has been attracting me to go inward.
他就让我看见。当圣灵他来教我这段经文的时候，那是完全不一样的。
He shows me that when Holy Spirit can teach me himself about the Bible verse, what I receive is totally amazing and is totally different.
当我自己里面预备好
，when I'm ready inside,
然后我来到他面前
，and I come before him,
然后我专心让他。我也愿意来让他来教我的时候我发现他非常的吸引我
I realized that he attracts me a lot
他就像一个朋友但是看不见的朋友一个老师
Holy Spirit is like an invisible friend and also teacher
像那个以赛亚书三十章讲的那个你的教师不再隐藏
Like what is said in Isaiah chapter 30 your teacher is no longer hidden
他就在你的里面
He is inside of you
透过每一件事
Through everything
包括他的经文
Including his word
包括他的仆人
Including his servants
包括他给我的环境的人事物
And circumstances he put us around me.
他就开始教我
He can start teaching me.
但是我真的动作很慢我一直到两三个礼拜前我才正式跟圣灵报名
But I've been slow not until 2-3 weeks ago formally I registered to a school of Holy Spirit
我才好像突然了解说哦如果我上这个圣灵学校，我可以不用去神学院。
All of a sudden, I came to understand that if I can register, if I can enroll into a school of Holy Spirit, I don't have to go.
然后就在这两三年，我感觉神就是在我的心田里。
In my heart, in these past 2-3 years, God has been working.
做那个除杂草、除荆棘、松土、耙土的工作。
I just told you, don't make it difficult.
It's very easy for me in Chinese.
Well, God has been inside of my heart doing some yard work, like getting rid of weeds and fertilizing
my
the ground.
My heart.
Yes, I said that.
Oh.
He said yard work.
I didn't pay attention to you. Then, just until about 3 weeks ago, I realized, oh...我要上的这个神学院是圣灵学校。
Yeah, not until 3 weeks ago, I came to realize, oh, this is the school that God has.
然后我要做的经历就是说，自从我跟神报名上圣灵学校，每一天我都遇见神。
The testimony I'm giving is that ever since I finished my registration with the Holy Spirit every single day. I have an encounter with God.
然后我遇见神以后，我这一天就很满足。
And as soon as I have an encounter with the Lord, I will be satisfied for the whole day.
我发现我的满足不是从外面来。
My satisfaction doesn't come from anything outward.
更不是从服事来。
And it doesn't come from serving the Lord.
不是是工作的很大，很多人。不是说哦，很多姐妹来找我。
It's not that we have a big ministry, or many sisters will come and talk.
好像不是说我可以去跟别人讲什么。
It's not that I can share something, I can share things with others.
让我满足。
That satisfy me, no.
而是我上这个圣灵的学校，我遇到神，我就很满足。
It is that I met the Lord Himself, at the school of the Holy Spirit.
但我。在这样的过程里，我发现我很多问题慢慢解决了。
In this process, many of my problems have been taken care of.
我记得有一次很清楚的，神让我看见他对我的爱。
I remember very clear there one time God showed me very clear His love toward me.
就在我跟他约定的这个学校的里面。
At the school where I met him.
我知道神爱我
I know he loves me.
但是我没有把它 apply 在我每一天当中，而且不够真实。
I didn't apply his love in my daily life.
好像我知道我爸爸很爱我。
It's kind of like I understand that my father loves me.
可是我没有带着我爸爸的爱过我每一天的生活。
But I didn't live my life with the love from my father.
而且我好像没有经历过爸爸的爱。
It just seems that I haven't really experienced the love of my father.
所以有一天当神他向我显示他的爱的时候，我就一直哭，一直哭。
So one day I just cannot stop waiting when the Lord shows me His love.
就是一直哭，一直哭。
I just can't stop weeping.
然后哭好像就是在洗里面的，洗里面的，我不知道是什么都被他洗掉了。
Crying washes away many things in my heart, and I don't even realize what.
然后那一天遇见神是哭很久。
The day that I met the Lord, I spent a lot of time crying.
我没有办法让我自己不哭。
I cannot stop crying.
就是一个爱的那个水流，就这样一直洗，一直洗，一直洗。
It's the love washing me.
那个洗很奇妙的。
It's so marvelous.
当洗完了，我真的在看我家，我觉得我家好漂亮哦。
After the wash, I look at my home and I thought my home.
三点的时候，孩子一个一个回来，我觉得他们好可爱哦。
At 3 o'clock, kids comes back home one by one, and I they look so adorable.
然后 Daniel 回来了。我也觉得他好帅哦。
When Daniel comes on, I also think he looks good.
我没有办法解释这个。
I cannot explain that.
我真的觉得这是圣灵学校的功用。
I really thought that's the work of the
因为这些都是我想要丢掉的，不是，都是我觉得很烦我的事情。
Because husband and kids.
因为我想，只要没有这些，我就可以去上神学院。
Yeah, if I don't have kids and husband, I can go to Bible school.
所以我真的，我最近只要看到人，我都跟人家说我报名上圣灵学校。
So whoever I met recently, I always tell them that I have registered to.
因为我真的想要跟。别人分享这个好处。
Because I really want to share the benefits with everyone that I meet.
那这个上圣灵学校的先决条件就是你的心要预备好。
The requirement for going to the school of Holy Spirit is that you need to have a heart that's ready.
而且你真的下定决心，
and also
我一定要上这个学校。
And also you're so determined that you want to get into that school.
然后你就勇敢报名。
Then be brave.
我最近在做 PC 的报名嘛。
Recently, I'm working on the registration.
你要有信心，你一定报得到。Waiting list 也可以等得到。
And you need to be faithful. Even if you're on waiting list, you still can get in.
我很愿意再多讲一点在圣灵学校圣灵在我身上的工作。
I really want to share more about the work that the Holy Spirit has taught me.
可是我发现很多不是我讲得出来的。
But also realized there many things is not really that easy to express verbally.
后来神有一天又跟我讲，你要用
God showed me,
你要用你的我爱你的爱。
use the love that I have for you.
爱你自己。
To love yourself.
用我爱你，像我爱你的那个程度来爱你。
Love yourself as the way that I have loved you.
他不是叫我不管自己。
Holy Spirit is not telling me not to care about myself.、Mm-hmm.
然后就一直管别人
and just care about others.
有些时候你管别人是为他们好的是要付出的那个都很好可是神真的他用他的爱向我显示他的爱其中一个除了刚才那个一直洗不知道洗什么把它洗掉还有一个就是他要我用他爱我的爱爱我自己
Sometimes it is good that we care about others、with God's love butIt is also very important that the Holy Spirit has taught me that I need to love myself as the way He has loved me.
当我用神爱我的爱爱自己
When I love myself with the love from the Holy Spirit,
我发现我就比较懂得去爱别人
I realize that I can love others better.
然后那个爱不是责任
And love is not responsibility.
你就是很想爱他们
It's just that you want to love them.
我真的才上了三个礼拜
It's just three weeks of
可是我都迫不及待跟人家分享
But I can't, I hesitate not that I want to share with everyone
而且我跟神说我在这个圣灵学校不孤单
And so I told the Lord that I'm not
神让我这样觉得我在神
Not lonely that
会有很多人来上圣灵学校
Many people will come to this school
所以我越来越喜欢这个学校
More and more I fall in love with this school
我觉得我可能会帮他一直宣传
market this school
我会帮他宣传对帮圣灵学校宣传然后我自己要当个好学生
and I want to be a good student
所以我宣传的时候就会 powerful
so whenever I am
然后大家就会想来上
宣传牧师宣传
promote
哦 when I promote this school many people will come
我真的很感谢圣灵
I'm very thankful to the Holy Spirit
他真的是最好的老师
He's the best teacher
而且他因材施教
And he teaches based on where you are
对他因材施教而且他不急不徐
Not to fast, not to slow
他不急不徐他知道怎么教我们
And he knows our way and he knows ourHe knows how to teach.
而且他不会赶课，他不会赶进度。
And he will not rush through the
他就是
progress.
他就是看你，就是看我们跟他合作的程度。
The Holy Spirit understands.
所以每次他给我都刚刚好。
So the material that he gives me is always.
如果我要再硬多吃一点。
Even if I want to have more.
没有。
No.
就像那个玛拿只有一天、
那
个去收那个饼就一天
and,
所以我就会很期待
so really,
下一次上课的时候
so I really look forward to your next class
然后当而且当上了圣灵学校我发现我跟神的关系更实际
I also understand that my relationship with the Lord become more realistic because I'm in his school
而且不在上课的时候呢，你也会想到他。
Even when you are out of school, you still remember the Holy Spirit.
所以你一整天就是会常常想到神。
All day long, you will remember God.
有时候我会要求他加课。
Sometimes I will ask the Holy Spirit for more materials.
我说我真的好想再听你讲课。
I really want to have more teaching.
所以我有时候会在。开辟一个多一个时间，如果我有找到时间。
So I will ask for extra classes to be with the Holy Spirit.
然后就再多一堂课。
Yeah, then he will give me extra.
我不知道怎么讲，但是我可能还会继续讲。
I don't know how to share, but I will try.
因为我发现圣灵真的好温柔，好可爱。
Holy Spirit is so
他真的是我们 lover of our souls.
Holy Spirit is really 我们灵魂的爱人。
对。我很满足。
I'm very satisfied.
很喜乐。
I'm joyful.
我每天都感谢他。
I give thanks every day.
我不能一天没有上他的课。
I cannot live without going to his school every single day.
如果我今天太忙没有上他课，我就会上夜班。
if I'm too busy and didn't go to school today, I will take a night class.
晚上睡觉前，我一定要上到他的课。
Before going to bed, I will have to go to his class.
我心里充满感谢。
I'm full of thanksgiving.
我真的很盼望每一位
都上圣灵学校。And can come and enroll into this school.
只要有心。
As long as you are willing.
你 qualify.
你是够资格的。
感谢主，阿门。
Amen.
And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 赞美主. Every one of us is in reality in this school of the Holy Spirit. But not everyone realizes that is the difference. That's why we need to pray that God will open our eyes and open our ears. But in order for God to open our eyes and ears, we also need to be humble. Humility is the basic condition where God can bless us, help us, teach us, and change us and mold us. Humility goes hand in hand with obedience. Only the humble will obey, and he who obeys is a humble, must be a humble person, or he would never obey. Hallelujah. It's such a wonderful, wonderful thing, not just an experience, it's a life, being in the school of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. All the time, throughout our life, we are always in the school of the Holy Spirit. And indeed, the Holy Spirit is such a wonderful, wise, loving, gentle teacher. He knows exactly what we need and when we need it, and how much we need it. Oh, he is such a wise God, wise. The only true wise God, as the Apostle Paul says. Hallelujah. That's a wonderful. The Christian life is not only practical, but wonderful. Full of excitement. Hallelujah. That's why we need to pray, you know, to be like Jesus. Jesus said, learn of me, for I am gentle and humble, or meek and lowly in the King James Version, in heart. 我多么需要学习谦卑，谦卑。神他是与谦卑的人同行。For God walks with the humble. He will never walk with the proud. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly
in heart. When we become meek and lowly in heart, and God can come and bless us. 赞美主, hallelujah. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, all I am, to be like Him, so meek and lowly, so humble and holy. W. Tozer, who was called the 20th century prophet by many evangelical Christians. And one time he asked, you know, are you Bible taught or spirit taught? There is a big difference between being taught by the Bible and by the Holy Spirit. Being taught by the Bible means you got it all in the head. Being taught by the Holy Spirit means it's being wrought in your soul, in your life. That is the big difference. So we seek to be taught not only by the Bible, but also by the Holy Spirit. We need seek to be men and women of not just the Word, but of the Spirit as well. But there is a price to pay, and that is, we heard earlier, is to constantly to deny ourselves, constantly deny ourselves. Well, this is actually the only demand that our Lord has asked of those who wish to follow Him, right? He says, if any man or woman wish to follow Me, and let him or her take up the cross, deny himself, deny herself, and take up the cross. On the one hand, it means suffering, it means trials, you know. But someone said, it's very well said, this is the school of affliction or suffering produces the best scholars. 苦难的学校, 神他是以苦难当兵给我们，苦难的学校产生出来的学生都是最优秀的学生。 Hallelujah. On the one hand, it is suffering. It's a mental trial, suffering, you know, but it's good. On the other hand, it's glorious. First is joy, and then glory. So that's why it's the mystery. the school of the Holy Spirit is also the school of mystery. There are so many things that we can learn. 赞美主, hallelujah. 愿主帮助我们都能够都知道在这个看不见的学校里头, 而且无所不在, 无论我们在哪里, 无论是我们单身也好, 结婚也好, 有孩子也好, 没孩子也好, 啊, 我们都在这个学校里面。 We're all in this wonderful school. 赞美主。 I see the food is arriving. It's the time for us to close. 赞美主，一起站起来，好不好？ John, will you dismiss me? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, John.
Lord, this is your day, Lord.
Yes.
We come
yes.
to worship yes. you.
Hallelujah.
And to glorify you. We thank
yes.
you
yes.
for all the testimony of your doing in the yes. Spirit, Father, the Comforter that you have sent to us, Father. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We pray that you continually work
praise.
In each one of our hearts,
praise
Lord.
You, Lord.
That you work in our heart through the Spirit, Lord
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you for your word, and thank you for this food as we take part in it. Be with us this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.